Hi, I'm Alexia Eleni, but you can call me Lex, and you're listening to the Lexicon of Life podcast. You're about to expand your mind, get out of your comfort zone, and take back ownership of your life and business with this podcast. If you want to transform from the inside out, listen to the hard truths, dive into your subconscious mind, and become the person you've always wanted to be, then this is the podcast for you. Let's be bold, be fearless, and be authentically ourselves together. Good morning and welcome back to the Lexicon of Life podcast. Gosh, it's been a minute and I apologize for my absence. It's been a bit cray cray the last couple of months in my world. And I guess that's why I'm recording this episode, because I just looked at my microphone and this morning it's 8:30 on a Tuesday, the 16th of April. And I was like, you know what, Lex, just start talking and record, because I just kept getting in my own head about it and kept interrupting myself and like, yep, got to do it with structure, got to do it with, you know, some organization, which I'm trying to become that organized person. It has been one of my, it used to be one of my strong points, and my weak points, sorry. But why I'm recording today is just I want to get super honest with everyone, especially the women in business that listen to my podcast and just really come at it from a vulnerability lens and talk about the things that we often don't talk about or think that doesn't happen to everyone in business because of Instagram and the insane highlight reels that we put out there of our lives. The last couple of months have been like crazy, to be honest, in a good and bad way. They have, it's been wild in a sense of Wedding Creators has been amazing and taken off, and I'm so grateful for a business that has turned over and become so popular in such a short amount of time. We've done basically 50 weddings since September. So, that's 6 or 7 months, 50 weddings, you do the math, it's a lot. So I'm super grateful for that, and it's just been mental in terms of having to do everything, the admin, training creators, expanding to interstate and potentially globally, me going overseas in July, which is just an incredible experience. And I attribute that to the fact that I was so adamant on going to Europe this year. I didn't care how I was going to get there. I just was like, I'm going to Europe this year. Whatever gets me there, gets me there. And I said that to myself last year as well. It's been such a dream of mine and such a goal for myself to get to Europe, before I turned 30. And somehow the Wedding Creators has, been that opportunity to make that happen. It's been that in for me. So yeah, what I guess the lesson from there is, you know, you can put something out there in the universe, you can put some wicked, incredible, may seem outlandish goal or dream or wish, and you don't need to know how it's going to happen. You just have to be so adamant in your belief that it will happen, that the how will figure itself out. And I think, you know, listening to lots of self-help, self-development, manifestation, podcasts, lots of Law of Attraction, listening to The Secret, watching it over and over again on YouTube. If you want the link, you can, I'll put it in the show notes because there's a free version on YouTube. And listening to a lot of transformational coaches and, they all harp on about you need to have 100% belief in your dreams or your goals, that the how doesn't matter. It will just work itself out. And I think for a lot of people that are analytical and logical in that sense are like, what do you mean? I need to know how, because how is it going to happen? And you just have to literally believe that it's so inevitable. It's already happened in my future that I don't need to worry too much about the how. It will just come to, it will come to light when it's ready. And I think for me, that was with the wedding creators and being able to see the opportunity, because I was so adamant about going to Europe, that I saw the opportunity there within the business that I had just created, because I felt like there was something in me that said, you have to run with this idea and go for it. And that's what I did. I literally created the business in under a month of me seeing someone doing it on TikTok in May last year. And I launched the business in June. So another takeaway there is, if your gut is telling you or your instincts are telling you to go with something, or to literally put everything you have, and you might not have a lot, but you have a lot more energy and time than you think, you have to run with it, because you'll fucking regret it otherwise. And I'm so glad that I went with my gut and I listened to it and I went straight fucking balls to the wall into it with 100% energy and time. And I had to make the time, and we were starting West Palms during that time as well. We got the keys in October last year. We had to do all the branding. We did everything for this other, you know, bricks and mortar business. I can't even tell you like what happened between September last year and January this year. It was such a blur, because it was just working in a sense of, you know, working every day on at least one of my businesses, that it was time went so fast. It was just like, a time is such a construct anyway, but that's another episode. But time was non-existent. It's like, I couldn't do things fast enough to get to the point, but having the patience, and also for West Palms, having Terry and Dave, my business partners, along the journey with me was such a blessing. And I just would not be, you know, even just sanity without them and all of my support system as well, including especially Joshua, and over such a busy period of the year, Christmas time and end of year, and people wanting to wrap stuff up, people wanting to do projects and stuff like that through Lexicon. It was gangbusters. And yeah, not much sleep and not much taking care of myself in the last quarter of last year. But I don't regret it. I don't regret any decision I made last year, because it got me to this point where, like, it just is going to sound a bit, a bit braggy, but, and I don't want to come off like that, because this is just me being super honest and open with you, but like, with just one business, with just Lexicon, I was financially struggling. It was, you know, I had to, and I got to do the work, but then delegate the work to the girls, obviously pay them a really good wage so that they could live their best lives and also be compensated, and just for being brilliant and just amazing at what they do. But that does obviously affect how much revenue you get to hold on to in a business, like any business. So for me, whatever was left over in the kitty at the end of the month, even though I had a paycheck technically through wages and salary, but, you know, I had to adjust sometimes because maybe there wasn't enough in the float. So, you know, that was just my money story for a while, especially up until the end of last year. And having a single paycheck and a lot of, you know, capital going into West Palms as well, that was just, you know, I had to come up with that money. So out of businesses and out of Lexicon, and wedding creators had just started, so it wasn't, you know, going off straight away. Obviously things take time, and I had to be super patient. And I did really struggle for a bit there, especially the end of last year, because not only was I starting a new business, putting so much energy into wedding creators, and not making a whole lot of money there because we were just all startup costs and things like that. And then paying creators as well, you know, you have to do that in order to grow, which I now thank myself for. I'm so glad that I did that, because it's paying off tenfold at the moment, because I did the work. But West Palms needed capital, and there are things that come up, you know, that's just like, you know, money has to how many thousands of dollars has to go into a bond that sits there in the bank. Money has to go into building and construction, office supplies, furniture, paint, like art, getting a fridge, you know, like all these things are things you have to actually have, not only for a running office, but a running studio. Two completely different things that you have to fully equip for people in order to come in and use your space effectively, and not only just effectively, but love the space and understand the vibe and get the vibe of it as soon as they walk through the door, even through socials. So, and that was my job, obviously, doing mainly marketing and socials, and Terry and Dave are very hands-on, so they carried a lot of the bricklaying and stuff like that, and I'm so grateful for them because I have absolutely no idea. It's just not my strong suit and I'm not interested. So liquid nails was probably like my life savior at that point, and even then I didn't really touch it. I did some painting and that was about it. But the point I want to drive home is you can be doing so much and get little return in terms of financial, you know, monetary value at that point. But you need to put in the work, I think, in the beginning, especially to set you up for success later down the track. Because if you have such a short-term view, especially as a business owner, if you have a short-term view on money's not coming in, I can't afford this, I can't afford to delegate because it's just not going to come back to me, blah, blah, blah. And there's these limiting beliefs that come in, you're going to stay in that area, you're going to stay stuck. So unless you're either A, doing extra work to get more work coming in or more money coming in, or B, delegating that work and then being able to focus on other things like in your business or where your business is going, which I just did not do as well. I was the kind of business owner that didn't have a budget. So like not a budget in place, which is what got me to that point for such a long time as well, is not being so financially savvy. Which I see now is something that I was actually avoiding because I had some hang-ups about money and money blocks and money mindset. So I did the inner work to work through that, and now I can see that for my other businesses is, okay, like where's our money going? What do we need to pay for? What do we have left over? What's coming in? How do we get more coming in without doing more work? This kind of stuff. And hearing things like especially when you're growing up, you know, hard work, you know, hard work pays off and money doesn't grow on trees and all of this shit, like all of these stigmas and these narratives that we hear when we're growing up, especially being in a WOG household, you know, turn off every light because the electricity's going to run out. Like what? It just doesn't yet. It's so silly, but it carries with you in your unconscious mind into adulthood and into business. So I was always looking at for a long time, and not, I don't do this anymore, but I used to look at things as a lack mindset of like, I don't have enough coming in, always stressing out when I open my bank account, stressing out at tax time. Oh my God, tax time still has a little bit of a hold on me, but it's a lot better than it used to be. I would literally have nightmares about tax time because I wasn't preparing myself and I wasn't being a good business owner to myself and a good boss to me, my employee being myself, that I was stressing myself out for no reason because I was just I was ignorant and I was being avoidant of the things that make a business run. So yeah, doing the inner work has taught me so much, and the last 6 months have, I'm a completely different person to who I was 6 months ago, let me tell you that. And one thing I like to drive home with people, especially when I'm coaching them through business ownership and having confidence and those kinds of things, is your business can only grow as much as your personal development has grown. So if you think of your personal development, your personal growth as the pot that holds the plant, So you see a plant in a pot, and the plant is only going to grow to where the barriers of the pot finish. So if you replant your plant into a bigger pot, eventually the plant will grow into the pot. It will start to expand. It will start to put new roots. It will start to get bigger and stronger where you water it, obviously, as well. But by having a bigger pot, which is your personal growth, your business growth will then expand with it. Your business growth will never, ever, ever take over your personal growth. That is 100% the truth. And if you ask any business owner that's been through it, that has done the inner work, they will agree with you 100%, because your business cannot grow past your own personal and emotional and mental growth, because it's just not, it just cannot do that. Your business is not going to be more profound and more efficient than you are. You have to lead by example. You have to make the space and the capacity for your business to grow. And yeah, I think a lot of business owners don't really understand that until, like, if you know, you know. Once you actually stop, take a step back and look inward at yourself in your personal development, then you'll realize a lot of this reflects and spills into my own business, because I'm avoidant of money things or relationships with my employees, or, you know, relationships with my business partners, or all kinds of stuff. So the caveats here is that you don't, what do I want to say? Sorry, I'm just totally going off the cuff here and totally scripted. Not scripted. Gosh, I need a coffee. Anyway, I'll be wrapping this up soon because I'm running out of words. But the point I want to drive home is that you need to invest in yourself before you invest in your business, because your business is not going to outgrow you. So if you can look after yourself as a business owner, do the work, connect with women, connect with people that make you fucking feel phenomenal, and every time you leave a coffee, catch up with them. And I suggest you actually do this once a month. This is what I've started doing, is I catch up with one women business owner per month for a coffee, just to chat. There's no agenda to it. There's no, things we have a topic of discussion about. It's literally just, let's catch up for a coffee and chat and share experiences and share our, you know, like to vent a little bit as well between business owners. So I think that that's something that you can take away from today, if anything, is just go and have a coffee with a fellow businesswoman. And if you ever want a coffee with me, please just DM me and I'll happily slot you in. I always make time for that. And I think another thing is that, I guess, chiming back to what I said earlier, that we always look busy on social media. Every single person I know looks busy or successful on social media. No one is going to post their failures, even myself. Like, I try to keep it real as much as possible, especially in my stories. But there are times where I'm like, this is not how I feel today, but I'm going to post this photo that I took on the weekend because I look okay. I look good. So just take Instagram with a pinch of salt and take TikTok with a pinch of salt. It is really the literal sliver of 1% of someone's week. So please don't compare your 1% of your week of someone else's feed, or someone's post or reel, to your whole week or your whole life, because it's just not okay. It's just not real. Anywho, I think that's about my time, and I probably could talk about all this different shit, but I just wanted to jump on here and literally get everything out of my brain and onto the mic and just say that I'm coming back with podcasts I'm really excited about. And I have just launched the Bold Club, which I'm even more fucking excited about, because this is something I've been sitting on since Christmas, since I did my Confidence by Christmas masterclass. Another thing I did in October was do a whole week of NLP training, which is neuro-linguistic programming. I became an NLP practitioner through Evolve and Relaunch. And honestly, that like, people would have been like, are you fucking insane? You're literally starting the Wedding Creators. You've opened West Palms that month, and now you want to do a 9 to 5 for 7 days straight. Literally, it was a 50-hour program in 1 week, and I hired someone new that month. Most people would have been like, no, I'm not doing it because it's just, I'm too busy. But I was like, nah, fuck this. I'm going to do it because there's something inside me that tells me I need to do this program and pay for it. It was not cheap, let me tell you, but it was so worth it. And when you invest in yourself, you're not investing in programs. Like, put that out of your brain right now. When you invest in something like a program, a club, like the Bold Club, if you want to join me once a month, I'll get into that in a second. But when you invest in something that's going to make you grow and expand your mind, that's an investment on you, not in the person that's teaching you. Just, I want to drive that point home right now, is that you're investing in yourself, not the program. And by paying something, you're actually going to more likely than not stick with it than if you did something for free or something at a discounted rate, because your brain already told you, oh, you got this for free, it doesn't really matter, or you got this at a discounted rate, so you should discount yourself. Like, think about when you pay for shit and when you get something for free or at a discount, your psychology related to that thing, whether it's a service or a product. Like, do you take, you know, if you paid for an expensive handbag at full price, I fucking bet you take more care of that handbag than the $10 Kmart one that you bought willy-nilly that you probably use for a night out in town anyway. So just think about that when you're looking at services and coaches and programs, is that you're investing in yourself to take yourself seriously, not looking for a discount or looking for a freebie, because trust me, you will not stick to it. And I've been there. There's about 10 freebies sitting in my email that I haven't touched, and it's been like over a year. But the NLP course, which I paid, you know, a pretty penny for, was fucking worth it because it stuck with me and I took myself seriously and I really studied the fuck out of those 7 days. So I don't think I've studied for anything harder, and I did a double degree in journalism and international relations. So let me just pop that in there. Cheeky little plug, haha. Degrees don't mean shit anyway. But back to my point, the Bold Club. I really wanted to do this because it's about bringing women together that want and actually want to grow in terms of not just healing. And I think healing can be a trap sometimes because we can stay healing and not grow out of that and just live life. But I think with the Bold Club, my reasoning behind it is just to bring women together to talk about things that, like, I personally love to talk about, and like a couple of my friends who are into the growth mindset and transforming our lives and changing habits and understanding self-awareness and understanding our limiting beliefs and working through them, I think is so important to bring people together and, you know, have a glass of wine, have some nibbles, and just be in a safe space, which is going to be at West Palms every last Thursday of the month, starting on the 25th of April from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. So if you can rock up a bit earlier and get yourself settled in, that'd be great. It's also a really good way for women, especially, it's really hard for us to find adult friends. So I think this is a nice way to expand your social circle as well, and make friends that you're able to catch up with outside of the Bold Club. I mean, you fucking go for it. I am obsessed with that if you will be doing that. So our first session starts in 25th of April, which is actually Anzac Day night. But I thought, you know what? No one really does anything at nighttime on Anzac Day. Usually you do stuff in the morning. So I thought that would be a good way to lead into the weekend and also not be too early in the week, not too late in the week, just the perfect time to do it. So it's $33 a month. You come in, sit with us for 2 hours. We do interactive activities as well, which was something that the ladies who did my Confidence by Christmas masterclass absolutely loved. And they're not, I'll tell you this, it's not for the faint-hearted, these activities. They're not just like, oh, write down a journal prompt. Like, no, this is like staring into the soul of someone else and getting fucking real. And if that scares you, I think you should actually come and do it, because if it scares you, it means that you should try it. And yeah, I think it's going to get you out of your comfort zone for reals, and it's going to be really good. And that way we can actually do it. And yeah, just fucking get it done. So I'm very excited for that. If you're keen, I'm only taking 33 women at the moment. We've got 7 signed up, which is so fucking incredible. I'm so thrilled about that. But if you're keen to find out more, you can head to my link in bio, or my my link tree, which is linktr.ee/lexicon, LEXICON _. I'm going to put that in the show notes as well. That way you can go straight to the link tree and it'll come up with the Bold Club membership. You can sign up and get ready to go, because I'm so fucking keen. Anyway, and if you have any more questions, please DM me, because I've got so much information about it that I haven't shared yet, because I just want to kind of put the feelers out there, see what's happening. Anyway, oh, I feel so much better now. Thanks for letting me chat and letting me vent and aerate and all the things. So I'm really excited to get back into the podcasting. If you have podcast episodes or topics that you'd love me to discuss, please DM me at alexia.eleni on Instagram or Lexicon Creative on Instagram. Oh man, it's good to be back. Love you guys so much. Appreciate you, and appreciate every single one of you listening. If you got this far, thank you for listening to my rambling. I just want you to know that you are worthy and you are loved and you can do anything you want to today. And I really hope that you make it an amazing day wherever you are, whenever you're listening. Have a great one and take care of yourself, because you live in your own head and that's the only thing that you will be doing. That didn't even make sense. You know what I mean? Like, you're the only person that's living with yourself all the time, is what I wanted to say. Fucking hell. I need to have a coffee. Okay. Love you so much. I'll see you on the next podcast, or hopefully see you at the Bold Club on the 25th of April, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at West Palm Studio. Okay. Bye. Thank you for listening to this whole podcast. If you're the kind of person who wants to help people grow and evolve, then share this with your loved ones. It would mean the absolute world to me if you left a review. This way I can help more people with your assistance. Also, if you have questions, you can DM me on my Instagram account at alexia.eleni, and I might even use your question for a future podcast episode. Remember, be bold, be fearless, and be you. I'll catch you next time.